From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, January 7th, 2021. The Maine Center for Disease Control has reported another 535 new COVID-19 cases in the state today. The state CDC is also reporting 13 deaths. The people who died range in age from their 40s to their 90s. Four of the deaths were in York County, three in Hancock, two each in Aroostook and Oxford counties, and one each in Cumberland and Kennebec counties. CDC is urging patience as the second round of the coronavirus vaccine is given to healthcare workers. More than 42,000 doses of the vaccine have been administered. A record number of people in Maine are hospitalized with COVID-19. The state CDC is reporting 202 hospitalizations today, 55 people in critical care and 25 on ventilators. Maine schools will get more than $183 million in federal funds from the latest stimulus bill. The money is expected to cover expenses incurred by schools as they adapt to the constraints of the pandemic, including the cost of PPE and hiring additional teachers and staff. Grace Levitt, the president of the Maine Education Association, says she hopes the funds will also be used to improve ventilation and air quality inside schools.
The increase in the numbers of cases in our communities is alarming, and we want to be sure that we're doing everything we can to keep students and educators safe despite those increase in numbers.
The Mills administration committed more than $360 million in coronavirus relief funds to help schools reopen last year. And Governor Mills says there will be no new programs and no tax increases in the budget she unveils tomorrow. But the governor told Maine Calling today that there will be more money for schools.
To help relieve the property taxpayers and to make sure that teachers continue on a path towards, for instance, $40,000 minimum teacher salary, which I think is fundamental. Continuing on a path towards universal pre-K across the state.
The governor will present two budgets, one to cover the rest of this fiscal year and a blueprint for the two-year biennium that begins July 1st. Looking at weather tonight, we'll have skies clearing and lows in the single digits to the low 20s. Tomorrow, sunny with highs in the low 20s to the low 40s. Saturday, partly cloudy with highs in the mid-20s to mid-30s. Sunday, partly sunny with highs in the mid-20s to high 30s. And on Monday, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-20s to the high 30s. Support for removing President Trump from office is growing on Capitol Hill. Maine Democratic Congresswoman Shelley Pingree has called for Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to the Constitution. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is supporting the move. Pingree told Maine Public's Mal Leary that she believes it is gaining traction.
Well, I think there's strong support for it, and I've heard it from inside the House, from outside the House, you know, members of the military. Vice President should do this. The president is no friend to him, and he saw what happened yesterday. He was, you know, in the thick of it. And there are cabinet members, you know, at least one has already resigned. And this is the time to say, you know, we're putting an end to this for the future of our country. It may only be 2 weeks, but we've watched extreme damage at the hands of this president and already see him doing things that no one ever imagined a United States president would do. And I think he should be removed from office now.
Is there a fear among members that he's going to do something else equally offensive as inciting the riot that occurred at the Capitol?
Well, he managed to incite a major riot at the Capitol, you know, that we hadn't seen the likes of since 1812. Four people died. It was chaos and terror in our own Capitol, and it's being noticed by countries all around the world wondering what's happened to the United States of America. Look, we never imagined that he would do that yesterday. Who knows what he will do tomorrow? It's also important for a nation to say, you know, this isn't right. This president does not represent the United States of America. And actually, there could be no more powerful way to say that than to have the vice president and his own cabinet say, you know, we don't believe in this. This isn't what we signed up for.
Speaker Pelosi at her news conference made it clear that if the vice president doesn't act, she's going to call the House back and impeach the president. Do you support that course of action?
I do. There are already two resolutions of impeachment circulating, and I'm signing on to both of them. Again, I believe it's just really important to make this statement to say what the president did and has been doing is not right. We don't stand for this in America. And we have to make a statement. You know, the time is short. Impeachment is complicated. Whether or not it could be accomplished, it's hard to say. But I think the fact of introducing the resolutions and attempting to move forward, if in fact the cabinet does not act, I think that's important at this moment in time.
How much time do you think Congress should give the vice president to act on the 25th Amendment before you go to the root of impeachment?
Well, Speaker Pelosi said she didn't think it would take very long for Vice President Pence to make a decision. So I would not be surprised if she decides to move forward tomorrow.
That's Congresswoman Shelley Pingree speaking with Maine Public Radio senior political correspondent Mal Leary earlier today. Late this afternoon, Senator Angus King said in a statement that Pence and the cabinet, quote, should consider invoking the 25th Amendment. This week, frontline hospital staff who were the first to receive the COVID-19 vaccine are getting their second doses. So far, more than half of the roughly 80,000 doses that Maine has received to date have been administered. Health officials are eager to ramp up, but they say they are constrained by supply. Patty White has more.
Dr. Claudia Geyer was one of the first to get the COVID-19 vaccine at Central Maine Medical Center in Lewiston when doses first arrived last month. After the chief of hospital medicine received her second dose on Wednesday morning, she told reporters that she hadn't experienced any side effects, except for one.
No, like the first one, joy, was a side effect.
Hospitals across the state are administering the second round of doses this week, 21 days after staff received their first shots. Both Maine Health and Northern Light Health say they vaccinated more than half of all of their employees. Dr. James Jarvis of Northern Light Health says that's good progress.
There's been lots of concern about how this rollout has gone, but as we look at the chaos that many other states have had, we know that we are doing it in the right fashion here in Maine. It is both sound and systematic.
There have been questions in Maine and across the U.S. about the pace of the rollout. Maine is roughly a third of the way through Phase 1A, which includes all healthcare personnel as well as residents of long-term care facilities. That's about 130,000 people. State CDC Director Dr. Nirav Shah says it will likely take the entire month of January to move through this first phase.
We know that it's not happening at the pace that any of us would have wanted in Maine or across the country.
With Phase 1B potentially a few weeks away, Shaw was asked during a news briefing Wednesday who would be prioritized in that group. It's about 200,000 people and includes essential workers and Mainers age 75 and up. Shaw says he hasn't been able to make a final decision due to the limited number of doses Maine is receiving and the lack of insight about future allotments.
We've got a group of around 200,000 and a supply for the immediate future of around 17,000 per week. We can't simply just say, doors are open for everybody, line up where you want, sleep in your car if you've got to. Just not how we do business.
With so much uncertainty about the stream of doses, Shaw is urging patience. Ultimately, he says, people will find out their place in line through multiple channels, such as employers or doctors. The state is also developing a website where people can sign up to receive the vaccine, akin to a restaurant reservation. But he says that will not happen until widespread vaccination is possible. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow morning for Maine Calling at 11. I'm Nora Flaherty.